What do you think of that?
I think that's totally gay.
Type in monkey dick in the Yahoo podcast search, we come up number one. That's right.
Here's what I'm going to say in retort, in rebuttal.
Yeah, your ass called and he says, stop sticking cocks in it.
Sword. Sword fight.
Sword.
Yeah, I had like a fluid-filled pus ball.
Am I keeping you up? Sorry.
No, I was...
Shut up.
Well, and I couldn't agree with more with Dr.
Tooth Fairy John, Santa Claus, Easter Bunny.
You even pay attention to your own crap.
I listen to my own crap.
No, I do listen. You're not. You just yap, and you don't even listen to it.
I do.
I listen.
So if you're ever looking for our podcast, type in Monkey Dick.
You're listening to Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
Read comments or what?
We can read comments. Zach, he needs a backing track, John.
All right.
Okay.
Oh my. This is very festive. I like
all right,
it.
Zach.
No, I want to listen for a second. Wow, very nice. Very appropriate during this time of season.
Priest, carry on.
You know what? Something just came out of Scott's mouth when he coughed. I think that was an ice cube.
Choked on an ice cube, man.
I don't know what that was.
It's like I gave myself a Heimlich.
He hit his chest, and some cube, something fell out of his... I just saw
it
fly.
That was a close one.
All right. This is from Podcast Ellie.
All right.
Can I talk tonight?
Give it a shot.
Who's Podcast Ellie is what I want to
Ellie.
Know.
It's a
Podcast
website.
Podcast Ellie.
It's some cheesy website that...
But I said Ellie, as in Elise.
Starts to censor stuff, and now they've mucked it all up. You can't even post forums crap anymore. And they're making money off of our content.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So suck, Podcast Alley.
Yeah.
Imagine you redlined there, eh, John?
That's okay.
Okay. This is from the Brooklyn Broiler. Are you serious? Did I really just listen to John explain the Rudolph the Cunt-Nosed Reindeer story? Am I listening to TTN with the Kitty Fiddlers? Fuck! By the way, I listened to part one, even though I usually have no idea what you two cock nuggets are talking about.
He started when he said cock, John.
Cock nuggets. All right, we're going to go over to MySpace.
Hold on. Brooklyn Broiler.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He has a podcast, I believe.
Does he?
Yeah, and I'll... try to track that down, and we'll bring a clip in next week.
All right.
And give the Brooklyn Broiler a shout-out.
Some mad props.
All right, what do you got?
Let's go over to MySpace. This is from Arrow Wolf. Hope you two smacktards ate lots of turkey and feel asleep watching the football games.
Feel asleep?
Hey. Hey, I only read it. I don't interpret it, all right? I'm presenting the facts.
I feel real asleep.
What, he said feel asleep?
Turkey and feel asleep. You want me to read and interpret? I can do fell asleep. Now he feel asleep. Oh, let me start again. Hope you two smacktards ate lots of turkey and feel asleep watching the football games. I know that's my plan. Scott, Latin isn't your strong point. Here you go, Einstein. Scott does non mens virga Christa sursum sus ass. Sounds... I think I put a German spin on that.
Sus ass. Yeah.
When you read Latin, you must read it like this.
Yes,
oh.
Yes.
I'm very sorry I do not read
this
Latin.
This is how you read Latin.
That was my first time
reading Latin. You read Latin like Bela Lugosi.
Yes, I like the Bela Lugosi.
Oh, very nice. This one is from Christian.
That's more Italian. Hey, guys, I've been listening since show 50, and I've come to the conclusion that you rock! I listen to the show when I'm in bed, about to sleep. I usually end up strangled in my sleep, but that's easily worth it. I'm probably going to put some guitars on your masterpiece soon,
nice.
If I can find the time and get my sketchy sound card to work in a good way. By the way, next time God is in, ask him why the fuck he gave humans a second chance. Noah and stuff, parentheses.
Second, third, fourth, fifth.
Yeah, since right. He's almighty, he should have known that we should tear the world apart. Thanks for an awesome show.
Who's that from?
Chris from Sweden.
That's an excellent observation, John. It's one that always bugged me about Christianity. If God is all-knowing, why does he keep getting upset when the human race that he created doesn't do his bidding?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good point. Good point.
Excellent point.
Excellent point, Chris.
All right.
Christian.
This is from the very British Spenny.
Well, Spenny, hello there. Our forum admin. I'm sorry, Zach. Spenny is our forum admin.
That's right.
If you need any forum questions, direct them to Spenny.
Queen of the forum.
TTNforum@googlemail.com. Is that correct, John?
I believe so, yes.
Very good.
TTN forums, isn't it?
I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. She says, well, hello there, my lovelies. Just a quick hello. To be honest, I'm stalling till I have to be in my lectures.
It's TTNforums@googlemail.com.
Thank you, John. Sorry for any interruption.
Go ahead. Sorry.
That's all right.
Zach.
All right, so just a quick hello. To be honest, I'm stalling just till I have to be in my lectures. Anyway, I give you crazy septics a Skype message, but I don't yet have a working headset. Goddamn things just keep failing me. So here's a little something just for you. Roses are red, violets are blue. I love TTN, and John and Scott, too. Catch y'all on the forums. Double X.
Oh, that's out of sight.
That's totally out of sight.
What's the difference between X's and O's? Which one is it? Hugs and kisses?
Kisses X's are X's. Are,
yeah.
Hugs are O's.
You get a double kiss, then.
Double kiss.
No O's.
Does it say where?
No.
No.
Maybe on your forums.
Here's the spend.
Catch y'all on your forums. Smooch, smooch.
We'll give her a 3-tet salute.
I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And when I'm stretching my turkey.
And when I'm making it shiny.
We jerk off to air out my shorts.
With Preston Buttons.
And the word whore.
Oh, come on! Not again!
The door.
Oh.
Zach,
that
you gonna
really
get it?
Exciting.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, go on. Zach's gonna get it.
Who is it? I gave last week. Hello? Come on in.
Who the fuck are you?
Wow, this
is that the Lord?
No, it's not the Lord. It's Phil. Put your shit on, will you?
I got kind of scared.
Hey, the Lord, he wasn't coming tonight, but we were supposed to have Alfie in.
Yeah, we were.
Tonight. Is Alfie still coming or what?
He could.
All right. Now, Zach.
Yes.
And the word whore.
Yep.
Alfie is an elf from the North Pole. So if you have any questions for an elf, gather them. And Alfie, if he does join us, we'll be able to ask him questions.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean if he joins us?
Well, if he just
shows up.
Is he going to show up or what? Oh.
I think he's here.
I thought that was Phil.
Here he comes.
Well, Phil's here.
Phil fell down. He had a grabber.
Yes, I'm here. But who's that dwarf walking in? He's a black dwarf.
That's right, Phil.
Hell no, motherfucker.
That's Alfie. He's the
elf. Why you play me like that? I don't know. What's up with that? Why
Alfie,
you play some fucking games?
What do you mean play games?
Know,
we're not playing games.
I'm not black. I am an elf of color.
Are you African American?
That's funny, motherfucker, when I pop a cap in your ass, all right?
Hey, so Alfie, I got a question for you. I don't know if you've heard about Michael Richards, you know, the guy who was Kramer
on
Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah, he's
went off on the Negroes. What do you think about? What's your take on that?
Oh, he's just a mad Jew motherfucker, that's all.
Yeah?
He's upset. He's way tall, you know. He can't be an elf like me or nothing like that. So, so what? He's all fucked up. He didn't say, oh, hey, shorty, hey, you kind of an angry elf. No, he didn't say
nothing like that. I don't think elves were heckling him. I think it was full grown.
Oh, well, thanks, Sherlock.
African.
No shit.
All right, then.
Come on, don't make me laugh.
So,
man.
Alfie, now you're up in the North Pole. You're making toys for Santa.
Yeah, man.
Now, here's what I don't understand. I drive north of Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't see a black person for 500 miles.
All right. Well, I told you I'm an elf of color.
So how do you get up to the North Pole? How does that happen?
Why do I got to be black? Why has it got to be black and white? You know Christmas is all colorful. Now it's got to be black and white.
No, Christmas is all white, man.
No. Oh, hell no.
Hey. It's not me. Why? It's culture.
No.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Oh, fuck you, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I pop a cap in your ass. I got to...
Fuck you!
All right, well, let's... now you're pissing me off.
I don't mean to piss you off. I'm just saying, when I drive north of Milwaukee, I do not see a black person.
No, it's way up north. No, why are you saying black? I'm an elf of color. See, you ain't getting it, motherfucker,
all right,
white-ass fucker.
When I drive north of Milwaukee, I don't see any coloreds.
Oh, all right, powder. What's up? Alright? You see what I'm saying?
Alright.
I get my boys on you. They pop a cap in your ass.
Alright, so
it ain't no little cork popper.
Forget all that stuff. I'm sorry I offended you.
Alright. I heard the word whore was here.
Yeah, the word whore is on Skype. Do you know the word whore?
Oh, yeah. I listen to podcasts, man.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
We don't call them podcasts.
I got an iPod.
We call them webcasts.
Well, you call whatever the fuck you want. All right?
The word whore was on Skype. I don't know if she's still there, though.
She's still here. I have a little elf fantasy.
Is it with a colored elf or just any
elf? I don't know.
Elf?
Did you ever see that animated thing with the Snow White and the Seven...
Seven what? Well, you say it, man. Say it. Why don't you say it? Say it. Why don't you say it?
Dwarfs. I'll say it.
Oh, bitch ass got to say it. You're a bitch too, man.
Dwarfs.
Fuck you.
What is that like?
I'm going to put coal up your ass. How about that?
Were you like little people?
Oh,
what do you mean?
Not your ass, baby.
What if I want you to?
Alright, you know.
Can make a diamond.
Some people call my shaft a coal shaft.
Yeah, you got coal in your pants, don't you?
You know what I'm saying?
Alfie.
Oh, yeah, it's hard like a rock. Ooh. Yeah, they call me Tripod Man. Oh, yeah.
So you get a lot of action? You get a lot of groupies being.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, motherfucking yeah. I get some big ass. I like the big booty, though. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're saying. What does that mean? The big behind?
The big booty. Yeah, that big ass.
The big ass.
Yeah.
You like that?
I like the junk in the trunk, man.
No, I can't help you there.
Oh, yeah, but when I smack it a couple times, it get red and big. Big and red, just like Santa Claus.
Are you confusing Rudolph's nose?
Hey, shut your ass up over there, okay, Zach.
Hey, Alfie.
I've been listening to your shit.
Do you prefer the white or the black?
Oh, I don't care what they call
it. You don't care what color?
White, black, purple, orange. What the fuck do I care?
You don't care.
They all pink on the inside.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
It's all pink on the inside.
You know what I'm saying? High five me on that one. Yeah, fuck off.
Yeah, don't high five.
Powder-looking, bald-headed motherfucker. Hell no.
All right, so how do you get involved? Do you have to apply for the job? Is there education?
Do you have to go to high school?
What happens?
Santa is like, it's like a paramilitary up there, man. We like slaves. Every once in a while, I get out. You know what I'm saying? He don't know I'm out right now. I hope he don't listen to this netcast.
What if he finds out? What happens?
Well, I'm really fucked. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying. What
happens? I'll tell you what. I've heard rumors that the Easter Bunny has been pulling some, trying to get an assassin on his ass.
Who, Santa Claus?
Oh, yeah, because the Easter Bunny thinks he rates too high, man.
No, yeah, that's got to be true.
Yeah, it's true.
It's true.
Yeah. They even read comic books about it, man. Lobo in DC Comics. He had the paramilitary Xmas special.
Yeah, that's
you
over my head.
Just check it out, man.
Hey, Alfie, you smoke grass or what? You kind of mellow.
You smoke
tonight.
Grass. I smoke whatever you got.
Really?
You got some crack?
I got some crack. Let me unbutton my pants. Smoke some crack.
You got crack in the front and the back, you bitch. You got them on both sides. You ain't got nothing but cracks on each side, man.
You seem kind of mellow tonight.
Hell no.
You're not as excited as you usually are.
I've been drinking. I got to drink a little bit.
What are you drinking?
It's cold up there, man. I drink whatever they got.
Hey, you got a cough button over there in Miami.
Oh, hell no. No, I drink gasoline. You know, I drink whatever. Yeah.
Gasoline.
Well, they pumped the oil through the Arctic, man. And I have some of that, too.
Right.
We make it. You ever hear that they make stuff out of torpedo juice?
Ooh.
We do the same thing.
Yeah, I heard that. All right, so now you guys ready for you ready for Christmas? Y'all set?
Yeah, but I got to get back, man.
You got to get back to what?
I gotta
what do you got to do?
I got to go back up to the North Pole, man.
All right, so when you get back, what are you doing?
I'm making toys.
What are you making?
What the fuck are you making? What the fuck are you doing?
I'm not doing shit.
What am I making?
I'm asking you, what are you making? When you get back up, what are you making? You working on PS3s?
Cupid,
what are you working on?
Oh, I make the PS3, but I ain't going to make them right now.
No?
No, because it's fun. You make like 7 or 8 of them, and then you watch the motherfuckers set up chairs, and then they run at the chairs, and they trample each other. It's pretty damn funny.
Oh, right, right, at Walmart.
Oh, hell yeah.
What about the Zoc? You making any Zocs?
Oh, no. Zach makes a Zoc. No, we don't do that. That ain't a toy, man. That's for adults.
Did you get my shipment last week?
Nate, okay, yeah.
50,000 docks.
They too small.
Really?
Yeah, man, for elves. Elves got the big one, you know what I'm saying? I told you we got the big coal shaft.
So you're not proportional, is what you're
saying.
Oh,
no. That's why I said I'm tripod, man. You don't know which one is
tripod.
My leg.
All right.
I put shoes on all three.
And I don't know.
Hell yeah. You seen an elf of color got the big shit, man.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
You see us jumping on a pogo stick? It ain't no stick, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Well, how many elves?
Hell yeah.
How many elves of color are up there? I thought you were the only one.
We all of color, motherfucker.
All of yous?
We green, we pink, orange. You say whatever color we are, man.
What color are you?
Dude, man, I'm 300 years old.
Wait a minute. What color are you? Are you like that dark purple like Wesley Snipes?
Oh, see how you go like that, man. Why you go? Why don't you just call me a little tiny dwarf nigga? Why don't you just call me that?
I wouldn't do that. I'm just trying to find out what ethnicity you are.
You're
being evasive.
Oh, dude, man, you look me up on Wikipedia, they say I'm mythical.
Well, you're not mythical, obviously, because you're on our show.
Yeah, well, you know, elves, we come from the Netherland.
All right. Well, go back to the Netherland, all right?
Oh, you want to get like that,
yeah,
man.
I'm going to get like that.
All right, Papa Cappuccino. You're bald ass. You're going to get a lump of something in your sack later this year.
Do elves have hairy asses? What is that? Bald ass. What does that mean?
You're bald ass.
You got all hairy ass?
No, we got some hair.
Look, I'm not going to mix it up with an elf, okay?
Yeah.
A midget, a dwarf.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's going to come out.
Why'd you get angry, Al?
No, I'm not going to get angry.
No, I got to stoop down to your level.
Oh, good.
Because you got to have to stoop real low to get to me, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
I hear that.
All right, I'm getting the fuck up out of here, man. This is bullshit.
I've had it. You've been very evasive this whole interview.
Well, now there's my music.
Time to exit.
Take it easy, Alfie.
Come back.
Bye-bye.
Let me know if you don't get those Zocs.
Stop off. Bye-bye, motherfucker.
Wow, that was hot.
That guy was crazy.
Yeah, he was, man. How come I never talk when...
I don't know. What was with you guys? I had to handle the whole interview.
I was falling apart over here.
I was scared, man. He's a little mean.
He had a little edge to him.
All right. Well, we got Phil here. Can Phil just start going with the shit?
Whatever you're running. Really?
Oh, he's here.
I'm a professional, John. Whatever you're running.
Why didn't you ask him any questions, Phil?
I was preparing my dues.
All right.
Well, and jerking off to the word whore. Which he says,
we heard that.
That makes me hot.
Yes, I did finish.
Should I... Oh, that's gross, man.
You got a mop back there, John?
Yeah, really. What, do you got some mayonnaise laying around? It's
well,
nasty.
Well, like Scott, I've got the vasectomy, so there's not a lot of spermatozoa.
Yeah, but there's still
nays.
Well,
I do have ejaculate.
There's still nays that comes
there
out.
There is still nays. But I managed to lap that up.
Oh, God, oh, like a dog.
Hey, Scott. Hey, John. We have Skype, so call us at 1-847-TTN-JIZZED. You want to be on the show? The Skype line is usually open on Sunday nights between 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. You think you have what it takes to beat down John playing shit or Shinola? Or maybe you have a TTN correction and you'd like to educate Jizz and Skizz.
Or maybe you're just a lowly SOB like me.
Whatever the reason, just give us a jingle. That's 847-TTN-JIZZED or 847-889-4499.
All right, so while you're with us, are you up for a game of Shatter Shinola?
Hell yeah.
Have you ever played Shatter Shinola? Have you played at home?
No.
Do you know the rules?
I never know the rules, and I never play at home.
What the rules are, I am going to say a statement, and you must tell me if it's Shat or Shinola. Shit or Shinola?
Shit. Why do you say Shat?
Is it total shit? Or is it Shinola?
Which is true.
All right, and we'll go around the room. Zach and John are also playing. I am the host. John, if you will, give me the Shit or Shinola theme song.
All right. Let's get ready to play.
Shit or Shinola.
Well, thank you, John.
All right, sure.
And we have three contestants tonight.
By the way, because I can't run out there to drink the Glenlivet, I am polishing off the Jack Daniels.
So
that could be in trouble.
He gets nasty when he has the JD.
Shall we go around the room and introduce the contestants?
The contestant sitting to my left is...
Zach Hubeck. I'm a...
You never
oh, there
say
goes
your
last
name.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, my address and social security number are... No, I'm a feces. I like long walks on the beach and frisbee toss. Thank you. Excited
and
to be here.
Skyping in is
the phlegm whore.
Yeah. The word whore. 191 Randall Crescent.
Not only the co-host, but the producer of Total Talk Nonsense. The other contestant is
John.
All right, the first statement tonight...
I like pizza.
...is inventors Adolf Sachs.
You're lying.
Inventors Adolf Sachs and Alexander Graham Bell collaborated to create the saxophone. Shit or Shinola? Inventors Adolf Sachs and Alexander Graham Bell collaborated to create the saxophone.
John.
John says...
Shit.
John says that is total shit.
Zach says shit.
Zach says shit.
The whore says shit.
And the whore says shit. It is a three-way tie.
Nice.
Because you are all correct. It is total shit. Belgium instrument maker Adolf Sachs did invent the saxophone in 1840. Alexander Graham Bell was alive at the same time. He invented the telephone, if nobody knew. But Sachs and Bell are not known to have collaborated, though sax advantage is primarily heard these days in rock and jazz settings. The saxophone was first used by symphony orchestras as
nice.
Early as 1844.
Pretty pussy. This is pussy. Pussy.
The perpetually indignant Dr. McCoy cautions Kirk.
Caution Kirk.
Don't let her touch your wand, Jim, or you lose all your power. On a very rare occasion,
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
Kirk seems to find love, his partners quickly die off. After one of his lovers have his croak, Kirk's Demonishes.
You dyslexic fuck. What are you saying?
I'm just like the W. Admonishes.
I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And when we're not listening to Spike and Rachel,
we're hitting the phones hard, making cold calls,
trying to get anyone to give Spike a blowjob.
Leave me the fuck alone!
Hi, I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
Are you familiar with Spike of Spike and Rachel?
Fuck you, motherfucker!
But Spike hasn't received oral in 6 years!
Oh yeah, bullshit.
No, really? We can't believe it either.
Come on, what's it gonna...
Oh, shut up. Shut the fuck up, too.
I heard he's microphallic.
Yeah, you can floss your teeth with his penis.
No! God damn it! Fuck you!
Jesus Christ! What is it gonna take?
Yeah, why doesn't Rachel take one for the team already?
Okay, that was me. That was me, actually. A couple of weeks ago.
All right, so I'm gonna
wait,
ask...
Wait, what? Hear it again?
All right.
Please. Snap that shit right
Please,
off.
I don't want to relive it.
I wonder what he was trying to do.
It was on rep 20 of his 20-pound dumbbell. That he
so let me pose the question to you, John. Have you ever been injured while having sex?
Yeah, I was.
And give me the backstory to that.
Well, I was, you know.
Cock push-ups?
Yeah.
Right.
I've been doing cock push-ups.
That's what I was doing.
All right, so you're not being honest. Okay.
Yeah, but then
Let's turn the question
I broke it.
Yeah, okay. Zach, have you ever been injured
rug
having sex?
Burns.
You got the occasional rug burn slash leg cramp. But
leg cramp?
Yeah.
Rug burn, but no serious?
No.
Okay, so just
no
rug
breakage,
burns?
No breakage of the penis.
I've never had rug burns, ever.
No?
I've had two injuries having sex.
And?
Once.
His anus. Anus.
And it wasn't in my anus.
He ripped his anus.
It was in Uranus, okay?
Nice.
Once, one of my girlfriends decided to pour hot wax on my chest. And I don't know what people see in that at all. That was painful. The other time it was a woman on top, and there was too much bouncing, so to speak. So let me put this into perspective, just for argument's sake. Let's say I'm 10 inches, okay?
Yeah.
And what she was doing was going up 12 inches, right? So she was...
Oh, no.
It was kind of coming out and then going back in.
And trying
coming
to
out and going back in. And every once in a while, it would just miss.
Oh, yeah.
But it would find its way in. You know what I'm saying? It would. It was like a... It was like a rim shot. And then it would go back in. And the next day, I had like a...
Ow.
Some...
Erectile dysfunction?
Yeah, I had like a fluid-filled pus ball.
Oh, my.
Like a aneurysm or something on my shaft. But it went away after about 2 or 3 days. And it was all right.
Oh, that's got to hurt.
So, yes, I've been injured twice while having sex. So I guess I would be the 1 in 3 out of you mopes that have been injured having sex.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Sex Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 10 inches, and she was going 12.
That was just hypothetical,
she
okay?
was firing up to the ceiling and then doing a backflip.
I'm
and
just trying to put it
into
perspective.
She did a triple sow cow.
I'm just trying to put it into perspective for our listeners.
She did a triple sow cow, and then all of a sudden... She snapped my dick off.
Why does that sound effect not get old?
trying to think of anything else? No, I think that's about it.
Right on. Back to the hot
Of course,
wax.
It's a big sexual world out there, and people are always looking to try something new. But again, perhaps from embarrassment or just to save money, they don't want to walk into their neighborhood erotic boutique and buy the proper gear. So they DIY, and that's just not a good idea.
You know what's a good business idea, since we learned about
DIY?
Docking.
Do it yourself, brother.
Oh, okay.
Docking.
Right.
The last session, I think we should make fabricated foreskin for potential dockers. What do you think of that?
Fabricated foreskin.
Fabricated foreskin.
For, I think it's a small market, but I think...
yeah.
Hey. Specialty.
Pun intended. I think it's a small market that wouldn't go anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Well, fuck yourselves.
What was it, like foreskin that looks like a piece of calamari, or what is
yeah,
it? What
yeah,
do you mean?
Couldn't be.
But right, Zach, if you right. believe in this idea.
Silicone.
I think
silicone.
What Zach is
are
finally,
you circumcised, Zach?
What he's trying yes, to get around to is
my father
he
is
needs
not.
To try it out with somebody, right?
Your father is not circumcised.
No, and he only has one testicle. What do you think about that?
That's out of sight.
Wow.
A prospective database and photographic record of patients who've presented with retained colorectal foreign bodies. The foreign bodies include a penknife. This is in your ass, by the way. An aerosol deodorant spray can, a blue plastic tumbler, a plastic bag containing two banknotes, and some marijuana. A plastic packet containing fish hooks, a penlight...
Here's
a
what
broomstick,
I say, John.
A battery-powered vibrator, a Primus stove, a cap of an aerosol can, a piece of wire, a piece of hose pipe
can
wrapped with wire, and an iron bar.
George Foreman grill?
The no. shorter list the shorter list would be things that homosexuals have not shoved up their ass.
Right. Why go. Is it going to be homosexuals?
What else would it be? What have you shoved up your ass, John? Do you have something to tell us?
Yeah, John.
I'm not homosexual.
Well, what have you shoved up your ass?
None of your goddamn business. All right? Seriously. If it's possible to put it up your butt, somebody has done it. Everything from tennis balls to samples from all four food groups.
Tennis balls. Let's talk about that for a second. I mean... The size of a tennis ball, and I think about my sphincter. I have
You'd
a.
You have to lube it up. Wouldn't
look,
you?
I have too much of a. I don't chew my steak too well. Night.
And you get the big oil can shit.
The next day, I'm crying. Tennis ball, come on! Who thinks of this shit?
Literally,
really. Docking? Come on! Who docks?
Who docks?
People I'm going to sell fake foreskins to. That's who docks.
It's a small market.
I know you're out there.
Call Dr. Doc. Call That'll be...
Dr. Skin.
Dr. Foreskin. You know, Wait, how's that joke go?
Y'all be crying in your beers while I'm in Mexico drinking a fucking margarita. Yep.
What's that joke that...
I make fake foreskins.
Wait, what's that joke about circumcising a whale?
I have no idea.
What does it take to circumcise a whale?
Bring it.
Foreskin divers?
Oh.
Damn it. I have heard that one before from you. I think that's like the third time.
Shut up!
My memory's going.
I don't think I'd ever tell that one again, John.
Fuck you! You fucking shit!
You fucking fucking cock ass!
I got a couple of good jokes. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready for Zach's good jokes.
Zach's good jokes.
Now it's got
and
some.
Gentlemen.
It's got some homosexual, lesbian overtones.
That's okay, John.
Oh, I hope
gets
you guys
over that.
Oh, so that's okay, right? But I say a joke about a black or Chinese or
yeah, because my
a
wife is black and my son is African American. I don't appreciate it.
I thought you were going to say Chinese.
He could be Chinese.
But
I don't know.
The thing is,
I don't know
Zach,
who the father is.
It's a joke.
I know, John.
Right. It's a joke. I don't mean any
but
of that
see
shit.
See how bent out of shape John gets when we talk about homos?
Yeah, John.
Go ahead. Tell your homo
I wish
joke.
I knew how to quit you.
Oh, God. Okay. What do you call, a homosexual dinosaur?
let's see. A Megasaurus?
Megasaurus.
Or a lick-a-lot-a-puss.
Yeah, my daughter told me these jokes. Can you bring something from, like, the latest millennium?
Yeah, try to stump me on a joke.
You know, I said it in the first edition of this podcast. This is my first and last. Screw yourselves. You can't let me have my little punchline. You thin, can't.
What a thin foreskin he must have, John.
That's it. I gotta go. I gotta go write up a business plan for my fake foreskin.
Can we get into celebrity news?
Whatever.
Let's get into celebrity
news. I have a follow-up story on Gary Glitter.
Do whatever you want.
Zach, have you heard about Gary Glitter and the trouble he's
yeah,
in?
Yeah, lick a lot of puss.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, celebrity news.
Actually, it was the lick a lot of underage puss that got him in trouble.
Hello, this is Aunt Casey's Doodle Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott. And when we're not, I forgot my line. What is my line?
We're not imitating
Polly. All right. And when we're not imitating Polly's genitalia...
We love listening to Punky, our favorite podcast.
Bloody septics.
But what happened to the commander figure of yore? The heroic leader.
The heroic. I'm just like the W.
Let's move on to the next one before I start to cry. Oh, this is one from Old Badger Man's Bunghole. Now, last show, yeah, we heard from Old Badger Man's Bunghole. He left you a voicemail.
Yeah.
Do you have that handy?
Yeah.
Go ahead and play that.
Hey, this message is for John. This is Old Badger Man's Bunghole. Yeah, man, you get Scott in on this too, man. You guys got to help me out. I don't know what to do. Being an Old Badger Man's Bunghole is really tough. I thought I'd just leave you a message on your cell phone. You got to help me out, man. He's sleeping right now, and I used one of his hemorrhoids. I stretched it out to a tentacle, and I grabbed the cell phone off the nightstand there.
Your nose whistling.
I was able to evolve one of his hemorrhoids into an eyeball so I can see around. But, man, you got to help me out because it keeps shoving a giant cock in me. Listen to my voice, man. I used to have a nice, high voice. Now I sound like an old man. I have stretch marks, and it's just disgusting. How would you like if you got hot yogurt squirted down your mouth all the time?
Is that enough?
Excuse me. No. But, you know, hold on. He's going to scratch me. Oh, God. You smell like shit. What an asshole. Well, technically, I'm an asshole, too, I guess, but whatever. You guys got to help me out, man. This guy, you never see Old Badger Man with a chick. Don't you wonder about that? That's because he's always shoving a big cock into me. I'm Old Badger Man's Bunghole, and I'm tired of it, man. I mean, I you guys got to do something. I'll call you back. I got to go. He's getting up. I'm up.
So, we got that call. You got that call last week from Old Badger Man's Bunghole.
Yeah.
And a call for help. And what's amazing about that, and I don't know why the mainstream journalism hasn't picked up on that, is Old Badger Man's Bunghole took a hemorrhoid and made it evolve into an eye.
Right.
Which is, so somehow he had to short circuit the brain to receive those images back.
Right.
That's just fascinating stuff,
the
man.
Brain. Well, the brain is rerouted.
It has to interpret it, right?
Must be rerouted to the bunghole because I think it's passive to Old Badger Man.
Okay.
He doesn't know what's going on. His ass is looking around. He doesn't know. Hey, man, what the fuck's
going on?
No,
but I'm saying that the hemorrhoid evolved into an eye. Right,
right, right.
But that eye needs to go to a brain to be interpreted.
Right. And then it's rerouted.
Rerouted.
Back to the
so the bunghole took care of that too?
I don't know. I'm just,
we need to send the bunghole to MIT, okay? Because he could win the next Nobel Prize. Just for dialing
Excuse
a phone.
Me, Old Badger Man, we got to talk, man. Your ass is alive.
And it's smarter than you are.
And what's, and what's funny, you're gay, but your ass is not.
Yeah, that is weird, isn't it? You think, I always thought being gay was genetic. So that would carry to every cell. So the ass would welcome cock if you were gay.
Yeah.
But in this case, Old Badger Man welcomes the cock, but the bunghole says no.
No. It rejects the cock.
It rejects the cock. And calls us for help. I don't know.
I don't know why us. What are we going to do?
I'm George Takei. You might remember me as Sulu from Star Trek. Do you suffer from goat's ass? Well, if you do, I have a new product for you.
Sulu Ass Cream.
One dab on your middle finger to circle your anus and wipe out the Klingons. It's called
Sulu Ass Cream.
That's right.
Sulu Ass Cream.
For that fresh, warm, deep, penetrating feeling. Use
Sulu Ass Cream.
Get yourself a big fat tube of
Sulu Ass Cream.
Then boldly go where no man has gone before.
Available at any neighborhood pharmacy or local adult bookstore.
I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And when we're not listening to The Mediocre Show
with Eric and Matt,
we volunteer at the Suicide Hotline.
Suicide Hotline. He's John.
And he's Scott.
How can we help?
Fuck it. It'd probably end up being better without me, so I'm just gonna fucking... Everybody's just looking for an excuse to fucking get rid of me.
Hold on, dude. Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, I don't like vagina.
What did he say? He doesn't like the vagina?
Dude, man, don't kill yourself. That would be pretty shitty.
This is pretty shitty. Feeling like a fucking asshole every fucking time with everybody fucking like, oh, Taylor sucks. Like, getting made fun of all the fucking time. I'm sick of it. Fuck it.
Dude, man, here's what you need to do.
Listen to The Mediocre Show.
With Eric and Matt.
Now available twice a week.
I'm gonna fucking quit. I'm fucking serious, dude. Fuck this shit.
Hello?
What the fuck happened, man?
Hello?
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 Dude, man, we're not very good at this.
Oh, please don't tell me how to do it.
Tomcat.
Tomcat.
On the other hand, roll off the tongues of those fascinated by the insta love affair between megastar Tom Cruise and Dawson's Creek. The Ovs.
Now, we are a band.
Yeah.
You're the drummer, I'm the bass player. Right. Rick is not here. He never shows up. Every once in a while he shows up. He's the guitar player.
Right.
And we've been working on some new songs, right?
Yeah.
And it's taken me a while to pick up some of the new songs we're learning, and there's one specific song I'm really having trouble with, and that is 8675309.
Really?
By Tommy Two Tone. Now, I went out to iTunes, and I'd look for the song, and I couldn't find it. The only version I could find is named File 1. And when you play this song, you'll figure out why I've had such a hard time.
Track 1?
Is it Track 1 or File 1?
Track 1.
I don't know if it's Track 1 then. I thought I renamed it. No, it probably is Track 1.
All right.
This is why I'm having such a hard time playing... Okay, shut that off. Okay.
Okay.
Track 2. This is why I've had such a hard time learning this song. This is the only version I could find.
Next are the doorknob pull-ups. Hey! This exercise is extremely effective for your lats and your upper back. Stand with your feet on either side of an open door and grasp the doorknobs with both hands. Slowly sink away from the door so that your back jackknifes and your arms extend fully and lock. Now pull yourself back up to the starting position. Let your arms...
But I hope you leave enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach and break your goddamn spine!
Beginners can do 10, intermediates 20, and advanced the full amount.
Don't fucking bullshit me.
1. 2.
Fuck me.
3.
Fuck me.
4.
Fuck
and
me.
Stretch your back. 5.
Fuck me.
6.
Fuck me.
7.
Dickhead.
Don't use your legs. 8.
Dickhead.
Don't use your legs.
9.
Stop being such a pussy.
You pussy.
Stop being such a pussy.
11.
Fuck you, asshole. Oh,
fuck you.
Go for that stretch.
Clever girl.
14.
Bullshit.
15.
Enough.
16.
Enough.
Just use your arms. 17. 18.
Fuck me.
19.
Fuck me.
20.
No.
1, 2,
no deal.
3, concentrate on your back. 4,
concentrate on your back.
Yes.
5, 6,
yes.
7, 3,
yes.
8,
yes.
9, and
yes.
Last one, 30,
yes.
And next we have on our program a wonderful leg exercise, the lunges.
You belong to me!
This exercise develops the front part of your thighs. To begin, stand with your hands on your hips.
Who is your daddy?
Your right foot.
What does he do?
Bending your right knee and lowering your left knee toward the floor.
You belong to me!
Step back carefully to the starting position and repeat the exercise with your left leg.
You give me the names of your drug suppliers and distributors, and I'll tell the judge the nice cooperative killer you are.
In the immediate 10 and advanced 15.
Fuck me!
Ready?
Fuck me!
Okay, let's do it.
Give me a break and shut up.
Let's do it.
Give me a break and shut up.
Up.
Down. Up.
What's your name?
Down.
Up.
Down.
Up. And stretch.
What do we gotta do?
Stretch.
What do we gotta do?
Up.
What do we gotta do?
Up.
What do we gotta do?
Up.
And show me your boobs.
Up.
Down. Up. Down. Up.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Up.
Fuck you.
Up.
Fuck you, asshole.
17. Up.
Right?
More energy. Up.
More energy.
Up.
More 20. Energy.
Up.
Enough.
And think about this wonderful firm thighs you're gonna get.
Ooh, I'm thinking about them.
Up. 4.
Up. 5. Up.
Concentrate on those thighs.
Put a sock in it.
7. Up. 8.
You.
Up. 2 more.
You.
Up. 2 more.
You.
1 more.
30.
Put a sock in it.
Now you think you're
put
finished.
Put a sock in it.
No, not at all. We're doing 5 more repetitions.
This is me, Arnold
Repetitions.
Schwarzenegger. 4 reps.
5 more repetitions.
Let's go.
Hello, cutie pie.
Down. Up.
Down. Up.
Who is
down.
Your daddy?
Up. Down. Up.
And down.
Up.
Now down. Your legs should feel on fire.
So that's why I'm having trouble learning that song, because that's
I could understand that.
That's
man.
The only recording that I have.
It's tough, man.
And that's the way I learn. I'm not a classically. I'm not a classically trained bass player.
Sure you are.
So I have to just through repetition over and over again. So
Scott, you should be.
Well, you must be very proud of yourself.
Yeah,
I got to tell you, when I do play the song, though, my thighs do get on fire, and I'm getting a good workout. But I just cannot get the bass line down.
But I hope you leave enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach.
And I didn't
I'm
even know.
Spine.
I didn't even know Arnold had an album out. But once I found that track, I found another one. So go ahead and play track one.
He's a hell of a singer.
You don't have to play the whole thing though. But he has a whole album of this stuff.
This exercise is called the barbell curl.
Called the barbell curl.
Your biceps may not be as big as mine, but you will be surprised at how quickly they become firm and hard if you do this exercise correctly.
Negative. This is so homoerotic.
The key is always to keep your elbows stationary and only use your forearms to do the motion.
Yes!
Firm and hard.
Choose a shoulder wide grip on the barbell.
Wrong.
Remember to breathe in as you lower
yes.
the weight and to breathe out when the bar reaches all the way to the chin.
Yes.
We will do 4 repetitions. Okay? Ready. Start on the down position at your thighs.
Don't bullshit me.
Down. Up. Down.
Give me a break
up.
And shut up.
Down.
Give me a
up.
Break and shut up.
Down.
Up.
Yes.
Down. And keep your
up.
Elbows at the waist.
Yes.
Down. Up.
Yes.
Down. Up. Down.
Yes.
9.
Down.
Yes.
10. Down.
Eight.
And give me 2
really
more.
Like you.
Down.
You idiot.
Down. Very good.
Dickhead.
Now remember, this is one of my favorite exercises that made me blast my biceps up to 22 inches.
Stop being such a pussy.
Inches,
the next
John.
Exercise is for the calves.
I work alone.
Phone book or a block of wood up to the wall of your room so
man,
that
you don't
remain stationary.
You don't have to play the whole
thing.
Humble in one
hand
and stand
in
front part of your feet on the book.
So I'm just glad we don't have to learn It's Raining Magic. Because I'd really struggle.
It's Raining Men, you
whatever.
Knucklehead.
But I'd be, my biceps would be 22 inches, John.
He's doing the Raining Men and
raining
having you
men.
Make his biceps up at 22 inches.
Hi, this is AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
Let's start a riot!
You motherfuckers!
Yeah.
Get off your ass and start a riot!
Go to podriot.com!
Listening to Pod Riot may cause
oily or fatty bowel movements,
increased number of bowel movements,
urgent need and or inability to control
bowel movements that are orange or brown in color,
gas with discharge,
oily discharge,
stomach pain,
irregular menstrual periods.
If you suffer from any of these symptoms, please contact Professor Tom at KinkySexRadio.com.
Hey, I'm John.
And I'm Scott. And after we finish sharing needles
and chasing the dragon,
we like to listen to Eric
and Tyler
of The Mediocre Show.
Hey, guys. Lines 149 and 151. Hey, let's try to have some fun with it, okay?
Oh, please don't tell me how to do it. You sicken me.
Hey, guys, can we try line 98 through 101?
Eric, Tyler, sabotage the system. Tyler, sabotage the system. I wish I knew what to do.
Line 98 and 99. It's Eric and Taylor, not Tyler.
Hey, man, you say Taylor. I say Tyler, all right?
Yeah, like anybody could tell them apart anyway.
I'll say what I want, cocksmoker.
Well, you know, before we started this, I was walking across the room.
Oh, yeah.
And I tripped on Scott's cord, and the microphone wrapped him in the mouth so hard he almost got knocked out.
Because I'm sitting here ready to go. I'm ready to broadcast. And John goes over, and he's getting a beer or something. And he trips over the mic cord, and it whips the mic up into my face. And we have this foam thing on here. And if it weren't for the foam... Yeah, we'd have to be going to the oral surgeon because my two front teeth would have been jammed up in my brain.
It sounded like this.
I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Or it's more like this. What the fuck are you doing, man?
You were holding it in, man. I'm like... I hear, you all right, man? You're like,
hey, I can take it, man.
You just knocked my teeth out.
Hey, I can take it. I've had a Vaz.
If you could have seen the goddamn look on Scott's face.
We should be doing video podcasts.
It's a condenser mic, so it's got the shock mount with the little rubber bands.
And all those are fucked up.
They all shot everywhere.
Which reduced the blow, fortunately.
Oh, my God. The look on your face, though, you're holding. I don't know what you're holding. You're like,
well, it
you're
fell
like
out.
You're like a total slow motion.
It
like,
smacked me in the face and fell in my lap.
I'm sorry, man. I really tried to step over it. I thought, I'm going to trip on this thing.
But it's it's like 2 inches off the ground, and you couldn't step over it.
I got those giant thighs like Arnold was talking about in part one.
Get those thighs on fire. Your thighs should be on fire. Now count with me. One. Yeah.
Two. Fuck you.
Fuck you. Three.
I'm going to rip out your spine.
All right. So,
holy shit.
We had technical difficulties before part one, and we had a medical emergency almost before part two.
I mean, it was like this. It was like. I can't reach the buttons fast enough. Wait, yes. Let me see if I can get it perfectly. Let's see. F6.
But fortunately, I can still speak, and we can carry on.
It says tongue piercing caused extreme pain in a teenager. They had to do a study
to figure that out.
I think that would hurt.
Come on.
You?
Yeah, right.
The practice was previously caused brain abscess, heart infection, tetanus. What's tetanus?
Tetanus, you idiot.
Are you sure? T-E-T, anus, tetanus. Now, John, you told a story about last Friday. I have a story about last Friday.
Yeah.
I was at work, and there's a health club by my work that I go to, and so I got there a little bit late. Usually I get there around lunchtime, but I got there a little bit late, so I'm about 1:30. And I go down to the gym, and I always have the gym to myself so I could shoot some hoops, you know?
Right.
And they have like 30 balls on two racks.
I love when you say balls.
Balls. So I walk in, and there's no balls on the rack. I'm like, balls. Where are the 30 balls? And immediately I hear these 6, 12, or 14-year-old kids running around like fucking maniacs, throwing these balls around.
Throwing your
balls. Holy shit.
And those are your balls.
I just came down here to shoot some free throws, you fuckers. So I go in there. I find a ball. I start shooting free throws. And they're kind of on one side of the court, on the half court. And yeah. I'm on the other. And there's this chick, the 6'4 chick working on her post moves that is next to me. And these kids, there's two kids on a cell phone. These kids are like 14, 12, 14. Yeah. Two kids on a cell phone. The other four are running around like fucking maniacs, throwing basketballs and tennis balls all fucking over the place. Within 2 minutes, like 5 balls come my way. And I just kind of stop them and I push them to the side. But yeah. I'm starting to get pissed, man.
Yeah.
Because if there's one thing that I cannot stand, it's inconsideration.
Ah, right.
I can't. It drives me fucking insane. And the other thing I was thinking is when I was 14, I didn't act like a fucking idiot.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't. I did, but not in this way. I mean, this total blatant disregard for anybody else but me.
You're old now, though.
Yeah, I am old, but come on. I never did this kind of shit. I mean, I did my share of shit. But it wasn't like this.
My share of shit.
So, I'm shooting my free throws, and I can see that this chick is getting upset, too. She's trying to do her post-up moves, yeah. And we got to dodge balls. Because these kids are just winging them all over the fucking place. So I snapped, John.
You turned around and said, knock it off, or I'm going to ass-fuck one of you with a cactus.
Close.
You cocksucker, motherfucker!
Well, what happened is, like, the 10th ball... rolled my way. So I picked it up, and these two kids, they had their backs to me. And I don't feel good about this because they had their backs to me.
Yeah.
But I winged the basketball, and it bounced off this kid who looked like a young Gabe Kaplan. Bounced right off his head.
Oh, my God.
Bam! And so immediately, all 6 kids are quiet. And the kid turns around, and I'm like, hey, there's your ball back. And he shakes his head. What? I said, there's your fucking ball back, you fucktard. But I screamed it. I don't want to scream into the mic.
Just lean back. Let me hear. Yeah, come on. Lean
there's back. Your fucking ball back, you fucktard! So,
no damage done.
No damage done. I mean,
it's out of sight, man.
So anyway, I go back to shooting free throws.
One of them pulls a gun.
10 seconds later, I hear, what a fucking asshole. And then that's when I really snap.
No.
So I'm on one side of the court, and I decide I'm going to shoot at that basket that they're shooting at. So I walk down, and here's what I said. I had to write this line down because I kept forgetting it. Because I told my wife the story, and I forgot what the line. But here's what I said. This is the greatest line ever. This is so off. This is like somebody say
this is
bleed.
Off the hook.
I said, did faggot school get the day off today?
Oh, my God.
And, you know, John, I'm the radio listeners may not know this, but I'm an intimidating physical presence. So I walked over there and I told them, get the fuck out of here. I'm shooting at this hoop. So they all left. And it was quiet. It was peaceful.
Until all their dads came.
And that was it. No. You know, I was thinking maybe one of their dads will come down, but no. What I'm thinking is this health club in the neighborhood it's in,
yeah,
it's all stay-at-home moms.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're taking tennis lessons or something. So they bring their stooges, their stooge kids
to the gym and drop them off like babysitting or something. Like I'm supposed to fucking babysit these idiots.
So why didn't you just dribble down and say, hey, hey, guys, come on. I'm trying to shoot here, you know. Can you knock it off?
You know,
and then dribble back, and then after that, you turn them around and then whip the ball in their face.
Well, yeah, you know, I didn't feel when I was talking to my wife about this.
You're a little like edgy lately.
Well,
dude.
I told her, I said, you know, it's something I'm not proud of, the way I acted. But then again, I'm really proud of it. So I'm torn. Because when I threw the ball and it hit the guy in the head, I felt bad about that for like a split second. And then my wife said, well, you know, that's kind of assault.
Yeah.
They can come after
battery.
You for that. But, and I did feel bad about that. But then
not necessarily. Maybe he's a bad catch. You just threw it to him and he missed it.
Well, yeah, I was throwing it to him.
Right.
He just didn't turn around quickly enough.
He was running the post route.
So, but on the other hand, after that happened and I gave my line, my brilliant line, it was more like an Andy Kaufman performance art
liberating.
Moment.
It was liberating.
It was like, well, let me see if I can be a total fucking insane asshole and how they'll react to that. And they reacted just what I wanted.
Oh,
they left.
Next Scott is going to be burying people and...
What do you mean, burying people?
Let's see how they react to being buried alive. I drove it around in my trunk.
No. Come on. So
I'm sorry.
I feel bad about how I reacted, but I attribute it to performance art.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, I feel...
What was the line again? That was a great line.
Did faggot school get the day off today or what? Because it's a Friday. It's like 1:30 and these 6 14-year-olds are running around. 12 or 14, I don't know.
Did faggot school. Is that your best cut down?
But there was no like premeditation. Well, it just came out,
not,
you know?
Not preschool, but it's got to be faggot school.
Yeah, faggot school. Did faggot school get the day off today?
Goodbye, motherfuckers!
You're listening to John and Scott.
On Total Talk Nonsense.